Hey, everybody. Welcome to the very first episode of a podcast that I'm calling, Well, This Isn't Normal. I'm Sarah Benincasa. This is a podcast about dealing with it. And right now, that means dealing with the issues surrounding what happens when, as a town, as a city, as a state, as a nation, you start to worry because of the threat of a global pandemic. The COVID-19 virus, the coronavirus, which is just, it should be stated, one of a series of coronaviruses. Coronavirus? I don't know, you guys. I'm not any more of an expert on this stuff than you are, but I do know that COVID-19, that particular strain, is particularly dangerous to the elderly, to those who are immune suppressed, and to a variety of other folks. And so that means that, like you, I am engaging in a lot of social distancing measures. And why does that matter? Well, we all know, hopefully, by now, why it matters from a public health perspective. But why does it matter enough that some random author and comedian that you may or may not have ever heard of before or give a crap about, why does it matter so much that she would decide to start a podcast? Well, the reason is that part of my work is in mental health awareness. I travel several times a year through my wonderful booking agency, Collective Speakers, to speak about destigmatizing mental illness, to advocate for access to care, especially for people who cannot afford high-cost mental health care. And it seems to me that right now, a lot of people I know and a lot of people I don't are experiencing really intense anxiety and are worrying, as one young woman said to me today, about the possibility of depression because of long-term isolation. And I have a lot of empathy for that. So here's where I come in. I'm not a medical expert. I never pretend to be. I have a master's degree in English education for grades 7 through 12 from Teachers College at Columbia University and a degree in creative writing from Warren Wilson College. I am 39 years old. I live in Los Angeles, California. I work in digital marketing in the nonprofit healthcare space. I'm an author, and sometimes I act once in a while. One of my books is called Real Artists Have Day Jobs, and I am a real artist with more than one day job. So I'm here, not as a public health expert and not as a licensed mental health counselor, but just as somebody who has in her life gone through mental health issues, gone through depression, and gone through a lot of struggles with agoraphobia. Phobia means fear, and agora means marketplace. So sometimes I say that my diagnosis is technically that I'm afraid of the mall, which is absolutely not true. I'm from the glorious, resplendent, mall-filled wonderland of New Jersey, and shopping makes me feel better, which can be okay as long as it's done in moderation. But because I have been, for some time, somebody who is engaged with the questions of how do I take care of myself? How do we take care of ourselves? How do I deal with a natural fear of leaving the house on a regular day, much less a COVID-19 day? I thought it might be good for me to do a little podcast and make it daily and keep it going for as long as this thing seems to me to be a problem. Now, I don't know if I'll keep it going in the future, but it doesn't matter, really. Because right now, the best way that I can be of service is to sit in my closet, which I am literally doing next to my vacuum cleaner here in the northeast corner of Los Angeles, California, and just speak quite openly about ways in which I have benefited from relaxation techniques, from working with psychiatrists and psychologists. And I will add how I understand that the ways in which I have been able to move from somebody who was housebound due to a terrible anxiety disorder to somebody who would love to go outside but is choosing to engage in appropriate quarantine practices, how that journey, a lot of it had to do with privilege. A lot of it had to do with the ability to access care, with parents who could pay for me to see a psychiatrist, with having jobs with health insurance so I was able to get medication, cognitive behavioral therapy, yoga, meditation classes. I want to be of service by offering something that is free. So this podcast, right now at least, is not on a network. I'm doing it myself with awesome friends pitching in to help. Big shout out to Production Help from Spoke Media. They do a lot of really fancy pants podcasts for places like Netflix and big podcast companies. And yet they are right now donating editing and distribution efforts to this, which is great. Shout out to my buddy Keith, who responded right away when I texted and asked for some advice. My friend Bree is awesome. Bree Holmes Goldman. She is pitching in and doing a little bit of quick graphic design work so that we can get this graphic up. My friend Robin Von Swank, wonderful photographer. She already took the photos that I'm going to use. But, you know, this is a time where a lot of people are pitching in to help each other out in ways big and small. And, you know, I'm a sober person. And if you are a sober person and you haven't been able to get to meetings, or if you're a person who goes to therapy, whether it is cheap, low-cost, no-cost therapy or super fancy-pants therapy, and you can't go to see your therapist right now because you either are doing meetings over Skype or they canceled. If you are somebody who has a healthcare condition that requires you to go in for regular blood transfusions, if you are somebody who has to go to the doctor's office to receive injections or magnet therapy or whatever else for dealing with mental health care, physical health care issues. If you are in a long distance relationship and you really miss your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your husband or your wife or your gender free human. If you're a mom or dad and you are so stressed about how to provide education for your child at this point. If you don't have the ability to stay home and you're listening to this on your commute to your job, maybe you're a nurse, maybe you're a doctor, maybe you are a factory worker and you are not being permitted to stay home and you are terrified and that's why you're going, even though you know ideally you would be staying at home. Whatever it may be, maybe you're a cop, maybe you're a firefighter, whatever your deal is, if you're feeling stressed right now, I really hope that I can be of service to you. That's what this podcast is about. And we are going to have guests, don't worry, Skyping in. Some of my faves. The benefit of having had a million jobs over the years is that I've met a million different interesting people. And some of them are names you'll recognize. And some of them are people I just think are dope who can offer some support right now. So sit back, relax, or if you can't relax, at least drink some water. And we're going to get into the show. By the way, if you want to support the show, patreon.com/sarahbenincasa is one way to do that. You'll also get a weekly newsletter full of tips and tricks and advice for things to listen to and watch. It's pretty fun. It's very much a newsletter that has to do with, I would say, upbeat self-care. Not self-care as some kind of a buzzword for putting on a face mask, although that's great. I did a facial yesterday. It was delightful. I'm sure I'll be sharing at-home facial recipes, but that's fun. Patreon.com/SarahBenincasa. Also, if you want to support a small, independently owned, woman-run business, everything is made in the USA in support of sustainable and ethical practices, you can go to matrushka.com, matrushka.com/SARA, Sarah, and you can use my code Sarah for 20% off plus free shipping on anything. That's my friend Laura's shop. And it's been really fun to help her out trying to keep that business thriving during a pretty tough time. And, you know, they make everything to order. So go for it. Matrushka.com/Sarah. Use Sarah at checkout. Yeah. All right. That's that. So let's get into some concrete advice for things that can help you feel better right now. Okay? Let's do it. So let's learn our first really basic breathwork technique. I know that a lot of you have heard things like this before, and for some of you, it will be unfamiliar. So some people call this the box breath, and some people call it the square breath, and some people call it 4x4. It is a 16-count process, and it's really easy. You can do it anywhere, anytime. You can do it when your kid is driving you wacko. You can do it when the Zoom link drops or the Skype conference isn't working, or you're trying to get your mom who is in her 70s or 80s to not friggin' go to church bingo, or your dad who is 95 to not go to synagogue where services are canceled anyway. Whatever it may be, this can help. This can help. So what you do is you breathe in for 4 counts, hold for 4 counts, breathe out for 4 counts, and then hold for 4 counts. Now, of course, if you are using any kind of extra medical equipment, you know, if you are somebody who has issues related to breathing anyway, proceed with caution. Give your doctor a call and ask first about breathwork techniques that are right for you. And I wouldn't necessarily do this over and over and over and over again when, say, you need to react quickly. This is a good thing to do in the moment for a few rounds until you start to feel more comfortable. There's no danger, probably, in doing meditative breath work for long periods of time, but some people do get so relaxed that they fall asleep. Believe it or not, you may feel so aroused, and I do not mean sexually, I mean tension-wise. You may be on such high alert right now, constantly in that old fight or flight, that primordial response that's so wonderful, that's built into our brains, that prepares us to fight or to flee in case of danger. But it may be misfiring so that you are feeling that way just sitting in your living room watching the news. It may be really tough for you right now, and I do believe that this breath work technique will help. So here we go. You breathe in for 4, like this. Hold for 4 even counts. And now breathe out for 4. And now hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then you can start again if you want to. But let's try that together, okay? I'll count you in. Here we go. Ready? Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Breathe out. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. And let it go. Now you can do that over and over, and it helps. It brings you back to yourself. Another tip is to put your hand on your belly. Now, it's very common when one is stressed to breathe really high in the chest in a shallow way. And we want to really balance your breathing in a very nice way. And one way to do that is to put your hand on your belly and to imagine that you're inflating a balloon that's in there. So when you're inhaling, it's not just high up in your chest that you want to rise. You want your belly to rise a bit as well. Please do not worry about doing this perfectly. There is absolutely no such thing as perfect, especially when it comes to breath work. So, the 4x4x4 breath is a wonderful asset. I will also recommend, if you can, purchasing or taking from the library online, perhaps, Jon Kabat-Zinn's Full Catastrophe Living. It is a wonderful book. It is a record of his work with Dr. Saki Santarelli, MD, and others at the University of Massachusetts Medical Center at Worcester, developing the Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction Program, MBSR, which has helped, tens of thousands of us around the world since it began in, I think, the late 80s, perhaps early 90s. It teaches you breath work. It teaches you basic yoga. It teaches you basic cognitive behavioral therapy techniques. It teaches you very basic nutritional techniques. And it helped save my life when I was a young person. I was housebound when I was 21 years old, agoraphobic, terrified to even leave my bedroom. And I'm sure I'll share a little bit more with you about that. It's the subject of my first book, Agora Fabulous, Dispatches from My Bedroom. But because I have been there, and because I had access to care, and because I was able to learn, and because I've gotten to read some wonderful books and listen to some wonderful podcasts and see some wonderful documentaries and just learn so much over the years about this stuff, I feel that I can be of service to you. And trust me, doing this podcast is fun for me. I'm not excited about the reason I'm doing it, but it's fun in that it helps me connect. And it reminds me that the shit that I've gone through is not so bad in perspective, if I can be of service to other people. I call it selfish altruism because it seems like a really nice thing to try and help other people out. But the truth is, it helps me too, probably more. So with that, thank you so much for listening. You've got another short episode coming at you tomorrow. And hopefully I'll get to welcome some guests whose voices will be familiar to you and who will help you feel better. Thank you so much. If you've got any questions, I'm Sarah at sarahbenincasa.com. I'm also on Twitter at sarahjbenincasa and on Instagram at sarahjbenincasa. Thank you to Patreon supporters. Thank you so much to Spoke Media. Thank you to Bree Holmes Goldman. Thank you to everybody who listened. And please cut yourself some slack. Go easy on yourself these days and put your own oxygen mask on first. That'll help you take better care of others. Have a good one. Just one more thing. Please support the Actors Fund. The Actors Fund is a nonprofit for everyone in entertainment around the country. That includes stagehands, theater ushers, that includes dancers, singers, actors, that includes hair and makeup artists, people who work in lighting, people who schlep equipment hither and yon. It includes people who are in unions, and it includes people who do not have union protections. It includes people who are paid a living wage, and it includes the many, many, many entertainment professionals who live at or below the poverty line. The Actors Fund provides legal help. It provides nutrition assistance. It provides housing support for people fleeing domestic violence situations. It provides an awesome array of goods and services and materials. And it just is the reason that many of your faves on Broadway can do what they do, because they had the support when they were younger or when they ran into tough times. So go to actorsfund.org and please, by all means, send them $5 if you've got it. I mean, you're probably not going out to Starbucks right now for that mocha chocolate, right? Send them $5. They would appreciate it so much. And thank you again.